Well, the breach has been covered. That awful wound inflicted by Anna B. Hurley when she telephoned Bill Grant to tell him Dory was not his own child. Yes, thanks to Perry Mason, the wound has been covered. Not healed, but covered over. Right now, Perry Mason has some hope of healing the wound, or at least starting the process. As we join Perry, Della, and Bill Grant in the car, they're on their way to visit May Grant in the woman's prison. 1:45. Dory was all right when you left her, Della?
Yes.
Perfectly satisfied?
Yes.
Would you like a man's handkerchief, Bella?
Oh.
That tiny little thing that you're using is ringing wet.
Well, if I like it, Uncle.
Well, here, take this.
Dory Perry. No. Dory wasn't all right when I left her.
Hmm?
She was unhappy, worried, insecure. She didn't know what was going to happen to her, and she wasn't ready to believe everything anybody told her.
Well, Miss Fleet, I tried to explain.
What? But after you told her she wasn't your daughter, that... But she was?
What?
Yes, if it sounds confusing to you, Mr. Grant, well, what kind of sense do you think it makes to a 5-year-old child?
I'm sorry for what I did to Dory. I'll try to make it up to her. I would have stayed home with her and played with her and held her and taken her out in the park, and I'd have made her feel secure again. I'd have let her know I love her. I'd have fixed it so she'd have forgotten all about what happened this morning, but I...
But I thought it more important for you to come down to the women's prison to talk to your wife.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Mason. You thought... Now I'm doing what you want me to do. In the street.
Yes.
Later in the afternoon, after I've seen May, if you'd like to come back home with me. And I really would like you to. I'd like to show you what I mean. I do love Dory. I intend to let you know that I love her. That baby isn't to blame for anything that's happened, and I don't intend to let her foot any part of the bill if I can help it.
And May?
As I said earlier, May was no 5-year-old when I married her. She wasn't any 5-year-old when she bought Dory to replace our own baby who died. She wasn't any innocent 5-year-old when she started deceiving me.
I wouldn't use that word.
Oh, wouldn't you, Mr. Mason? Well, you see, I'm not very good at words. I just use them as they seem fit to me. I would say that May deceived me that day in Miami when she first passed Dory off as my own. I'd say she's been deceiving me ever since.
Because she loves you,
Bill. I hope you won't mind my saying this, Miss Street, but I think that's a matter to be settled by me and my wife.
Well?
Bill's right, Bella.
I'm glad you agree with me about something, Mr. Mason.
Oh, I agree with you about a great deal.
And perhaps you'll also agree I should see my wife alone.
I'm highly in favor of it. Bella and I have things to do anyway.
Isn't that... At the building ahead?
Yes, it's the women's prison.
You go over to the side.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
There'll be a pass waiting for you at the desk.
Mr. Mason told me, Miss Street.
Bill?
Yes, Miss Street.
Don't close your heart to May.
I
know you're going to listen to her with your head. I know you're going to try and be fair. But listen to her with your heart.
As I said before, I think this should be between myself and my wife. May I get out now?
About 5 minutes later, Bill Grant sits on one side of a heavy iron screen. As he looks through the broad mesh, a door on the opposite side of the room opens, and Bill sees his wife, accompanied by a matron, enter. He sees the matron whisper into his wife's ear, then watches as...
Even with this wire screen between us, even with the matron watching, but if only Mr. Mason could have had us meet in the conference room, then he could take me in your arms and kiss me. Bill, put your fingers against the wire. I think it's so wonderful. Bill, aren't you glad to see me the way I'm glad to see you? Darling, don't you ache to...
Yes, May, I ache.
Of course you do, darling. Oh, my poor darling, I guess I'm like a stranger to you.
Sort of.
Not like your wife at all. saw you looking like...
Are you my wife? You?
Oh, someone else told you. This one, Mr. Mason, had a chance.
Yes.
I wanted Mr. Mason to tell
you
about
that. You should have been the one,
May. I knew about it.
5 years ago, when I first came back from that job.
Oh, Philip.
Instead, I heard this morning over the phone from a report. Come on. Stranger whose face I've never seen. That's how I learned that my daughter isn't my daughter. That's how I learned my daughter is no more mine than a stray puppy is mine.
It's
all right, May. You needn't worry. I've reconciled myself to Dory. You must be able to understand a man couldn't love a child as his own for 5 long years and then suddenly turn on it and hate. But it's all right about Dory, May. I'll always love Dory, even if her real mother hates her. I understand her father was rather a nice sort of person. At least he left Dory a huge sum of money. I mean, that's something, don't you think it's something?
I'm to blame. Strike out at me. Stop hurting yourself, sir. Stop tearing yourself into little pieces.
Oh, yes, there's you. Should have asked that reporter some questions about you.
I would have asked him.
That's what you say. But you could have told me about that, too. Perhaps I should have asked the reporter. Maybe the reporter could have told me if our whole life had been a lie. You see, May, I don't know. I don't know anything. So I came here to ask you to explain, if you can. That's an awful lot to explain. I don't see how anyone could. You see, I don't know what's true anymore, May. I don't know who you are or who I am. I don't know if you're really my wife or...
Phil, I didn't want to hurt you. That's why I didn't tell you about Dory.
That's why I asked if you're my wife. I loved my wife. I trusted my wife. I trusted the girl I married. I didn't ever doubt her. That girl couldn't live. Not 5 long years.
Phil, can't you understand? Sometimes we do things for love.
Oh, if you're in trouble, May, I know what terrible trouble. I know you're likely to be accused of murder. I want to stand by you. I want to show the world I trust you. God help me. How can I believe anything or trust anything when everything's gone? How can I stand by when I don't know who you are anymore?
Oh.
How can I do anything when all I've got in life is a meeting behind this wire, man? Meeting with a woman I don't even know anymore. Nothing's left of my life but an iron screen and a stranger sitting across from me.
I'd be no stranger if you love Bill. You'd understand if you loved. Really loved. I love you. And I understand. And I'm not lost. My life's not gone because to you. To you, a stranger. If my heart's broken, Bill. You just broke it this moment. I still have a life. Because you see, I love you. I love you.